Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your... But hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. So much to tell you about. Let's just get started. I don't mean to say I told you so, but I certainly told you so. I kept telling you about the COVID vaccine. I kept telling you and telling you and telling you that the COVID vaccine is dangerous and deadly. NBA star Kyrie Irving. So now we got a black NBA superstar coming out and publicly declaring that vaccine mandates are one of the biggest violations of human rights in history. It's all fallen apart. The entire image, the entire agenda, the entire lie, the entire propaganda, everything you were led to believe is a lie. The balloon has been punctured. The vaccine is a disaster. And giving the vaccine is the biggest violation of human rights in history. Wayne Root says it. So does a black NBA superstar now. If I can work and be unvaccinated, then all of my brothers and sisters who are also unvaccinated should be able to do the same without being discriminated against, vilified, or fired. The Brooklyn Nets star tweeted on Tuesday. The enforced vaccine pandemic is one of the biggest violations of human rights in history. And he's unvaccinated, but he's been permitted to play in the league, to play for the Nets at the Barclays Center since March, when the mayor of New York created an exemption to New York's vaccine mandate for professional athletes and performers. So he's saying, if I could play and I'm fine, why can't everybody who works in New York City play and be fine? But wait, there's so much more. Don't think because one black NBA player agrees with Wayne Root, I'm saying, oh, that means I won the argument. No, there's a lot more than that. Dr. Paul Offit turns against the FDA. Dr. Paul Offit has been one of the biggest promoters of vaccines and of the COVID shots. He's the director of the Vaccine Education Center at CHOP and is on the FDA's, meaning the federal... The FDA, 21-member Vaccine Advisory Committee, Federal Drug Authority, 21-member Vaccine Advisory Committee. He wrote books against anti-vaxxers, such as his 2010 book, Deadly Choices, How the Anti-Vaccine Movement Threatens Us All. Yet, incredibly, he is now an anti-vaxxer because he questions the COVID vaccine, which is only the latest booster, which has only been tested on mice. I said this on the show. But when Wayne Root says it, I don't know if you all believe it. When a guy who's the biggest pro-vaccine doctor in the world says it, you better start believing it. The latest booster was approved by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. I was got a total mental cramp for a minute there. I couldn't remember what FDA stood for. Food and Drug Administration. But this guy is telling you the booster, the latest one approved by the FDA, was tested on a bunch of rats. No human being ever. And I read an article on this show probably 2 weeks ago, way ahead of this, that there were like 8 rats used in the test and they cost $50 each. So $400 was spent by Pfizer to test a booster that they're going to make hundreds of billions of dollars on. That's right. They spent $400 on 8 rats. So clearly, according to the definition of an anti-vaxxer in an online dictionary, a person who opposes the use of some or all vaccines, regulations mandating vaccine, or usually both. Clearly, an anti-vaxxer is anyone who so much as questions any vaccine or even just any vaccine mandate, even if they accept all others. From Dr. Offit's Wikipedia page, Paul Allen Offit is an American pediatrician specializing in infectious diseases, vaccines, immunology, and virology. He's the co-inventor of a rotavirus vaccine. He is the Maurice Hillman Professor of Vaccinology, Professor of Pediatrics at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Penn, former chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases from 1992 to 2014, and the director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He's been a member of the Centers for Disease Control Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. He's on the CDC's Vaccine Committee. That's Paul Offit, MD. And we've clearly established now his pro-vax credentials beyond a doubt, yet he just went on NBC Philadelphia, and he told the public no one should ever get a shot based only on mouse data. The FDA did not consult him and other members of the FDA Advisory Committee before authorizing the new booster. The FDA is not being transparent with the public. This is incredible. Incredible. Truly. What's happening now? And how about this one? The former EcoHealth Alliance vice president says Fauci-funded group developed COVID-19. Former Army infantryman, DHS research fellow Andrew Huff says Wuhan lab funder. This guy's a former VP for EcoHealth Alliance, a major funder of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and he claims his organization developed the SARS-CoV-2 through gain-of-function research that makes viruses more dangerous. The process of developing SARS-CoV-2 was also described in detail in the proposal submitted to and ultimately funded by the National Institutes of Health, the NIAID, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, by the EcoHealth Alliance with the University of North Carolina, listed as co-collaborators. This is a sworn declaration of Andrew Huff, who's represented by my good friend, constant guest on the show, Thomas Renz, the class action attorney. So this was the big news Renz was hinting at when he came on my show a week ago. He said, next week we got an explosive allegation. And the allegation is that COVID-19 was developed and funded by Fauci. The statement is included in a much larger packet dated September 12th, posted by Thomas Renz, who represents clients challenging COVID-19 mandates, apparently aimed at Wisconsin GOP Senator Ron Johnson, whose name is on the file. Anthony Fauci funded the creation of SARS-CoV-2, lied to Congress about funding gain-of-function work, Renz wrote in his summary, a claim also recently made by former CDC Director Robert Redfield. Anthony Fauci and others coordinated to cover up the funding of the gain-of-function work that resulted in SARS-CoV. So, really amazing stuff. And one more for you. Alex Stein. This is a story about a woman who was Alex Stein's mother, he says was murdered by Beller Hospital. Internet sensation Alex Stein, by the way, I've never heard of him, I have no idea who he is. But it says the mother of internet sensation Alex Stein died while admitted at Beller Hospital for COVID, and she ended up dying because Stein says the hospital murdered her. In a video he uploaded to YouTube, Stein shows many of the moments he filmed between he and his mom while she was in her hospital bed, hooked up to a ventilator. The death occurred last fall, but Stein uploaded this video to draw attention to the fact his mother was put on remdesivir against his wishes. Stein is seen on the video arguing with hospital staff. Around the time Stein's mother died, by the way, research compiled by WhoMetrics in partnership with the Department of Defense found that remdesivir increases a patient's risk of dying from COVID. In all all likelihood, this article says, Stein's mother was murdered by Baylor Hospital because she was given a deadly drug that instead of helping actually causes a patient to become more prone to early death. I just lost my mom today, Stein tweeted last October, along with a photo of him holding his mother's hand at the hospital. I don't need any sympathy or prayers. I just want the world to know I'm going to use my mom's death to change the entire world for the better. Since the time of his mom's death, Stein's been going around to city council meetings, speaking in comedic form to council members about various issues, including the pandemic. So again and again and again, we see that once you enter a hospital, they kill you. Literally, the hospitals are killing people, and they get a bonus when they kill you, as long as you died with COVID. So Stein is a character who has quickly risen to fame over the past year because of his unique brand of confrontational activism. Isn't it funny? I've never even seen him. He's carving out a niche for himself in this particular realm of civic life. Concerning the death of Stein's mother at the hands of Baylor Hospital personnel, a commentator emphasized that according to the latest data, hospitals are the third leading cause of death in the United States, number one and two being gluttony and sloth. Another person pointed out that remdesivir has been linked to kidney failure, which after being put on a respirator caused the patient's blood oxygen level to plummet, but the hospital then receives $100,000 from the government for using the death protocol of remdesivir plus a respirator, and probably another bonus when the respirator kills a patient who's supposedly on COVID. I'm telling you, folks, the hospitals are guilty of sin. You go in there and you're dead. They won't give you ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or vitamin C or intravenous C or vitamin D or zinc if your life depended on it. As a matter of fact, they give you the exact opposite that's absolutely more prone to kill you than if you took nothing. When they could have given you ivermectin, and 90%+ of the people who died never would have died if they'd gotten ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, let alone mega doses of vitamin C. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Under the Radar Minute has paid a fee to air this report. This week on Under the Radar Minute, we look at the exploding EV automotive sector. With near global mandates for 100% zero emission vehicles by 2035, a few public companies are poised to emerge into the spotlight. One little-known company, eSight Motors, trading under the symbol VAPR, has a significant advantage over traditional manufacturers and is just beginning to be discovered. In fact, year-to-date, VAPR's stock has significantly outperformed Tesla and all other automobile manufacturers and is still priced at a mere fraction of its better-known competitors. Under a special exemption, eSight is not required to complete the same safety or other costly certifications that hinder traditional manufacturers. Investors are starting to take notice of VAPR, and it undoubtedly will not be under the radar for long. Do your research now on VAPR at undertheradarminute.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90
$10 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Goldgate Capital sponsor this segment of the show, Goldgate Capital. Listen, there's nothing more important than physical gold and silver with everything going on. As a matter of fact, one of the stories I'm about to tell you about is a member of the United States Navy, U.S. Naval Commander, says China is capable of blockading Taiwan, so they don't even have to invade. They don't even have to bomb. Without even firing a shot or dropping a bomb, they could destroy Taiwan. Taiwan's basically an island state. They blockade Taiwan. It's all over. Game over. And they've got Taiwan. Keep in mind, Taiwan makes all the computer chips that run every product we use in America that matters. Phones, iPhones, cell phones, computers, desktops, refrigerators, ovens, everything. Cars. Your cars won't run without the computer chips. 95% in the world are made in Taiwan. If China blockades Taiwan, we're not going to get any computer chips. Forget about if they invade Taiwan. Forget about if they win the war against Taiwan. If they just blockade them and it goes on for 6 months, we have no chips in America. You better prepare for bad times. That means buying gold and silver. You can put it in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it easy for you. They're the only company I know of that guarantees they'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell, making it as easy as ABC. So call Goldgate Capital toll-free. And they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. No big deal, right? $15,000 in silver free on your first order. It's possible. If you're buying a large amount for an IRA, you're going to get $15,000 free. Call them toll-free at 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. So, look, I've been arguing for a long time now that the country's in total disarray.
that Biden is a brain-dead zombie with dementia and diapers making poo-poo in his pants, who doesn't know the difference between his wife and his sister, who's having his panties changed, his diaper panties changed in the basement of the White House with a mask on. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's saying. And the White House made me look real smart because he was they're being ridiculed after walking back Biden's statement in a 60 Minutes interview that the pandemic is over. So Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey reports in the North Lawn on a rapidly changing rhetoric, I call it propaganda, on COVID-19 coming from the Biden administration. They don't know what's going on with the country. There's no one in control. There is no pilot. No one's in charge. It's like the flight attendants are trying to fly the airplane. Twitter users expressed confusion and mockery after the White House walked back President Biden's assertion the COVID pandemic is over. He made his remarks during his interview on CBS 60 Minutes on Sunday. First interview with an American TV journalist in over 200 days. When asked about the state of the U.S.'s fight against the pandemic, he told CBS correspondent Scott Paley the pandemic is over. He said, we still have a lot of work to do, but the pandemic is over. But according to CNN, administration official told CNN the president's comments do not mark a change in policy towards the administration's handling of the virus, and there are no plans to lift the public health emergency. So the fact that the White House had to clarify and walk back the president's claims about the state of the pandemic drew scathing criticism from critics who insisted the tension between Biden and his staffers may be another hint that they do the job for him. He's not in charge. He's not in charge, tweeted Spectator contributing editor Stephen Miller, who also shared an image of the CNN headline that read, White House says COVID-19 policy unchanged despite Biden's comments that the pandemic is over. In subsequent tweets, Miller added it wasn't a gaffe, it wasn't a slip. He said it twice in the same interview. He dared anyone who questioned his mental fitness. So Republican communications figure Matt Whitlock remarked, fascinating, the White House walked back Biden's comments on Taiwan and COVID, but decided to let his comments that historic inflation is no big deal stand. Ted Cruz tweeted, like clockwork, Biden's handlers are out in force. Claremont Institute Communications Director Nick Short asked, who or what is, in response to the notion that Biden isn't in charge of his own administration? Hint, will never be over, tweeted conservative commentator Logan Hall. It'll never be over. They gained too much from lockdowns, mandates, and wealth transfer. They permanently reorganized the country over a virus. You think they would give that up voluntarily? It's not going away. Derek Hunter said, didn't Biden just say something to just watch him when asked whether or not he has his mental abilities? He has the mental abilities to be president. And after one interview, at least two walkbacks by the staff so far. Wow. Abigail Marone, the press secretary for Senator Josh Hawley, Missouri, asked who exactly is running the country. Claremont Institute President Ryan Williams said, we have a non-president. We don't have a pilot for our plane. Good luck. We're flying over Russia.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing lower ahead of an expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve. Policymakers are expected to announce a 0.75% rate hike as they wrap up a two-day meeting on Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 313 points. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries says he wants Congress to start working on the annual National Defense Authorization Act in October. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, promises the NDAA will be part of the Senate's agenda.
There's 1 week we can't meet because of the Yom Kippur holiday, but we'll be meeting in October. NDAA will be part of what we do.
Dane Jackson of the Buffalo Bills is out of the hospital after a scary hit during Monday night's game against the Tennessee Titans. The team saying there was no major injury to his neck or spinal cord. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Country's on fire. The country's upside down, by the way. The latest news, there's a lawsuit. Migrants, illegal aliens who have no right to be in America, are suing Governor Ron DeSantis. They say their flights are cruelty akin to what they fled in Venezuela. So now you could break into the country illegally and then find a liberal lawyer, probably ACLU, to sue the United States and make millions while the rest of us work our butts off and pay effort for taxes. It's insanity what's going on in this country. And speaking of insanity, how about when nobody who runs the government cares about fair elections? Okay, right now at this moment, the RNC, Republican National Committee, has filed a lawsuit. This is breaking news, just happened hours ago. The lawsuit against Clark County, Nevada, that's Las Vegas where I live and where I broadcast from right here, for refusing to meet basic standards of election transparency. And we've got with us the RNC's Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity, Gates McCavick. Gates, you're with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thank you for having me.
So tell me what this lawsuit's about. Why are you suing my county? I live here in Las Vegas, yep. Nevada, Clark County, Nevada, for repeatedly refusing to meet basic standards of election transparency. What does that mean?
So election rules in Nevada are very clear. Election officials have to provide bipartisan representation among poll workers. They have to be both Republican and Democrat poll workers, as close to an equal number as possible. Over the past months, we have tried to work with Clark County in very good faith to try and figure out if they are meeting that very basic standard of having Republicans and Democrats in the room on election night. Clark County has repeatedly refused to share that information with us. They have not been transparent whatsoever, despite the clear election guidelines on the books. That history of bad faith has led us to suspect that they are not meeting that bipartisan obligation, and so we really had no choice. We had to sue. We had to get the information, and that's why we sued today.
All right, and the county is refusing the RNC's good faith compromises and is hiding records, you say, that the public is legally allowed to see. What are your good faith compromises that they will not go along with?
So, we've been working closely with them. We have sent them multiple letters from our legal team just asking for this information, explaining why we need this information, explaining that there is a law saying you need to give us this information. We even offered a compromise. We even said, look, if you're so worried about this, you can just share it with our lawyers, and it can be a lawyer-to-lawyer thing. We just need to check the box and make sure that you're holding to this rule. They refused to even share something with our lawyers. And that really kind of set up a red flag, if you will. And that refusal, that compromise, which we really didn't have to offer a compromise like that, but we did. And unfortunately, that left us no other option but to sue.
All right, so this is to ensure equal poll worker representation. And last I checked, quite a few of my fans on this show are in Las Vegas. And they have told me again and again and again that they went down, they were poll watchers for the GOP in the last few elections. And what they saw was frightening to them. What they saw was intimidating. What they saw is everybody's a Democrat. Everybody that works for the county's Democrat. Everyone involved with the elections is Democrat. Everyone involved with poll watching is Democrat. That's exactly what you're talking about, correct?
Yeah, I mean, this is why we've been building an election integrity program with the Nevada GOP. Of course, Chairman Michael J. McDonald has been so good on this, too. He's been a tremendous partner. We have built this program with the Nevada NGOP. We have actually recruited over 1,600 poll watchers and poll workers ourselves by doing hundreds of trainings, RNC, Nevada GOP trainings across the state. And then that's making sure we have eyes on the process on election night, which is very important. But sometimes you have to take, you know, you have to send a legal shot across the bow, and that's what this is. It's two prongs. You have the boots on the ground on election night, and then you have the lawsuits to get the information. And that's how we're trying to secure, you know, free, fair, transparent elections in Nevada.
All right, and this lawsuit follows recent activity to ensure equal poll worker representation in Michigan and Arizona. So in all these states, what you're seeing is the poll workers are almost all Democrats, correct?
Yeah, in Michigan and Arizona, the numbers are really stark. And so it's, just to be clear, it's not the entire states of Michigan and Arizona. In Michigan, it's the cities of Flint and Kalamazoo, which are very important. In Arizona, it's Maricopa County, which is, of course, very important. And both, you know, those counties, those cities, of course, all run by Democrats. And, yes, so far they have hired many more Democrat poll workers than Republicans. So, again, this is us trying to kind of hold them accountable. All of these legal actions have come over the course of the past few weeks. This is very much kind of the RNC putting people on notice, holding Democrats accountable, to make sure that we have that equal, you know, equal groups of Republicans and Democrats at the ballot box.
All right, great to have you on at the last minute. This is a you know, breaking news story. Gates McCavick, RNC's Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity. Gates, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Look, you can't get a fair shake in this country anymore. By the way, our guest coming up at hour number two, both on USA Radio and Lindell TV, is none other than Carrie Lake, who's running for governor of the great state of Arizona, Phoenix news anchor for 22 years. We'll talk to her about this very topic, voter fraud in the 2020 election, voter fraud among poll watchers, and the RNC's lawsuit against Nevada and some of the actions they're taking in Arizona as well. So when Carrie gets here, we'll have a full plate to talk to her, and both on TV and on radio. Some other news stories you need to know. So again, I'm the guy who said that the country is on autopilot. There is no one running the country. It certainly isn't Biden. The people behind them are all communist radicals who have hijacked the country, kidnapped the country. Speaking of kidnapping, we're not kidnapping illegals when we send them to other cities, but they're definitely kidnapping the entire country. They hijacked the country. And Biden says the pandemic's over, and then his own people say, no, it's not over. He misspoke. He's not the president. He's not even in charge. At the same time, Biden orders 100 million at-home COVID test kits in anticipation of a fall infection surge right ahead of the midterm elections. So let me ask you this. If everyone's worried about a fall infection surge, then how would he go on TV and say the COVID pandemic is over? And the other question is, I'm the guy who broke the story, and I never wrote the column. I got so busy, I forgot to write the column. I have a file on my computer, on my desktop. And it's got all my potential stories that I want to write. And I've got, you know, like jets lined up on a runway. I've got like 150 stories to write. And each week I write one. Once in a while I get a chance to write two. And so I completely forgot to write about the fact that one of my fans is in the business of buying medical products and bought COVID. I believe it was, I'd have to go back and look now. I believe it was COVID test kits. And this is COVID test kits. And he buys them 100,000 at a time and therefore gets a good price. Maybe not the best price in the world, like a government that buys 100 million or a billion. You know, like China needs a billion. We need 300 million. But he buys 100,000. He was buying them for a dollar a kit. And then he resells them to, you know, pharmacies and things like that. And he said, Wayne, Biden just bought, I think at the time, it was 300 million test kits. He buys 100,000. He got them for a dollar each. Biden bought them from the same exact company in China. The same company. And Biden paid like $10 a kit. So you tell me if my friend buys, my fan, he's not my friend, I don't know him, but he's a fan of the show, and he wrote me and said, I'm paying a dollar a kit for 100,000 kits. How could the U.S. government pay $10 a kit for 300 million kits? And now Biden ordered another 100 million at-home COVID test kits. And what the thinking is, it's not my money, it's other people's money, it's the taxpayers' money. So I don't care, I'm not going to negotiate, I don't give a damn, I'm going to give the money away, I'll spend whatever I have to, whatever they claim is the price, I'll pay it with no negotiation. It's only your taxpayer money. So that's the first scandal here, that he's wasting your money. And the second scandal is, how much of a kickback did the Biden family get, the Biden crime family, get in offshore accounts for overpaying by whatever the number was? I don't have it in front of me, but I seem to remember he paid like $10 a kit, and this guy paid a dollar a kit for $100,000, and Biden was buying $300 million. Is it possible that Joe Biden's family got $100 million or $200 million or $300 million? Because I remember Biden spent over like $1.5 billion, my memory says. $1.5 billion on test kits that should have cost a few hundred million. So could he have gotten a kickback of hundreds of millions in an offshore bank account? Is that where Hunter Biden is involved? Is this a big, giant scam? And what reminded me is now he orders 100 million new at-home COVID test kits. At the same time, he's telling everyone the COVID pandemic is over. So which one is it? If it's over, why are you ordering 100 million kits? And what did you pay price per kit? Did you pay the same ridiculous, bloated, over-exaggerated price as you did the first time back in early this year, like it was February? When my source believes that you stole $1 billion from the American people, you either overpaid by $1 billion, and the company, by the way, is involved with the Chinese Communist Party. So he spent $1 billion plus with a company that's part of the Chinese Communist Party. And so the question is, did he overpay China and make Chinese Communist Party rich and give them American taxpayer money by the hundreds of millions more than they deserve? Or did they kick him back $100 million or more because he gave them so much money? Did his family get rich on this? And now another 100 million test kits. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Engineered. You learn stuff on this show that you don't get anywhere else. I get so many tips from my fans, it's unbelievable. Engineered Tax Services, sponsor of this segment of the show. That's the reason why you shouldn't be overpaying the government. Any tax money you give the government is wasted. It's a ripoff. So you want Engineered Tax Services, otherwise known as ETS, to help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. They find the best tax credits that only go to billion-dollar companies, and they apply them to your small business. Totally legal, 100% legal. Your accountant just doesn't know these tax credits exist. It's not what accountants do. So they work with your accountant, and they show them the best tax credits that will save you tons of money and cut your taxes dramatically. Call ETS today to get a free no-cost analysis. It doesn't cost you a thing. 800-236-6519. 800-236-6519. Or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. My good friend Julio Gonzalez runs it. Nationwide company with lawyers and scientists and accountants. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineered Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-689-7959. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-689-7959. That's 800-689-7959. Again, 800-689-7959.
Raw and
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again, Kerry Lake will be my guest in hour number two at half past the hour. Kerry is running for governor of Arizona. She is a fantastic candidate. She is beautiful. She is bright. She is a fighter. She is a Trump-like MAGA America First candidate. She sounds like me in female and high heels. I like it. She is just fabulous. She says all the things that I say about the stolen election of 2020 and not afraid to say it. One of the few major, considered, you know, very much likely to win candidates in America who say the election of 2020 was absolutely stolen. Most of them, you know, tap dance around. I guess that's the best way of saying it. Tap dance around it. Yeah, there was voter fraud. Yeah, there were some problems. Yes, we feel there were some irregularities. We need to investigate it. That's not the same as saying it was freaking stolen. I say it. She says it. Trump says it. And I think she'll be the next governor of Arizona. And the best looking governor they've ever had, I guarantee you that. AmioLife.com. Amio, you know, all the people I run for office are a bunch of old middle aged men with balding heads and fat bellies. That's the problem with the GOP. And now you got a beautiful lady who spent 22 years an anchor woman on Phoenix TV. And I think that's the kind of candidates we need to run. We need to run beautiful women. For the Republican Party, it softens our image. It attracts men who love beautiful women. It attracts women who like female candidates. And it takes away the argument that, you know, he's just another middle-aged, straight, white male who doesn't understand what we understand and doesn't understand women and blah, blah, blah. I think we need lots of women candidates in the GOP, and they all need to be good-looking women candidates. Why? Because politics is show business. Politics is show business. That's why Trump was successful. That's why Reagan was successful. These were good-looking guys, entertainers, and showmen. And we need candidates like that, both female and male. You know? So, boy, I hope we have a lot more like Kerry Lake and Donald Trump. And Ron DeSantis, another fabulous candidate. Ron DeSantis, fantastic. I want to see a female Ron DeSantis. I mean, lots of them. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies, Amio Life. They join me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. Boosts my immune system, their natural silver mouthwash. I gargle with it 3 times a day or more. Silver gel on my face each night before I go to bed, especially around my eyes. And I suck on their silver lozenges during the show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And I ask them, if you're going to be the sponsor of the show, you got to give me a giant discount to offset inflation. They said, okay, how about 30%? 30% discount on their entire product line. 30% on everything they sell, including that famous alkaline structured silver solution that I live on, that I drink like water all day long. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT30 to save 30%, ROOT30, or give them a call directly at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT30 to receive 30% off. So not only can I say I told you so about Biden being brain dead and not running the country, but people behind him are running it because he doesn't know what he's saying. And on 60 Minutes, he misspoke about the most important issue as it gets in this country. You know, whether the pandemic still exists, whether we have to worry about it. They say he misspoke. Well, he's the president of the United States. Who's pulling his strings? Who knows more than him? Of course, in this case, everyone knows more than Biden. The janitor cleaning the toilet bowls in the White House knows more than Biden. But having said that, usually when the president says it, it's a fact. Not with Biden. His staff overrules him. Just like the guy in the Easter Bunny suit told him where to go on the lawn of the White House during the Easter Bunny celebration. Or the Easter celebration. Who was in the Easter Bunny suit? Whoever it was is bossing around the president of the United States. I said it was Obama. I think Obama was in the Easter Bunny outfit. But I called it. I said this guy has got everything wrong about COVID, and this guy and the COVID pandemic's been handled completely wrong. And I called it that Biden is not really running the country and Biden's lost. But I also called it that the border situation, which again Biden claims is not a crisis and everything's fine, everything's hunky-dory. The border crisis is all about countries around the world opening their prisons and letting all the scumbags of the world out, all the murderers, all the rapists, all the people that cost them a ton of money, and they let them out of prison so that their headache becomes our headache. You know, it's like a double win. They get a murderer off the street and a murderer out of prison, and they lower the population of their prisons, and the bill is on us. And sure enough, I was right again. The latest DHS, Department of Homeland Security report, violent Venezuelan criminals are being released from prison and joining illegal immigrant caravans coming to the United States. So Venezuela is opening the doors of all the prisons, letting the worst scum out and pointing them towards America and saying, walk north. Good luck. You know, here's $5. Catch a bus. And they're now become our problem because Biden lets them all in. This is insanity. Pure insanity. I'm right about everything. My God, isn't it funny they call me a conspiracy theorist? Find the last thing I was wrong about. I mean, I'm right about everything. I'm batting 999. It all comes around to be true. It just takes a little while to prove it's true. Everything I say is my gut instinct. It's not fact. It's gut instinct. But eventually, it all turns out to be true. And trust me, the election was stolen. The vaccine, the pandemic, it was a tragedy for the people who died, but it was still a scam. The way it was handled was a disaster, and the COVID vaccine is the biggest mistake in the history of medicine. It is mass tantamount to mass murder. And the actual forced vaccines, as Kyrie Irving, the NBA player, said today, one of the worst, if not the worst, human rights violation in the history of mankind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
630.